You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
Today,
Brevard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
I don't have much anxiety anymore when I stand up to preach, but I like a little bit of it because it keeps me humble. I think when you are able to stand before people and you feel nothing, I think something is wrong with that. Every time I stand before you, I go through a moment, Lord, give me the word. Speak through me. Don't allow me to become arrogant. I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee. That's what I do. My internals go through that.
Celebrating 30 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Anxiety Alters Mental Perception. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10.
This is where I am as a leader. I want to know, why did the puppet master put a string on your wrist? I know the movement. I can look at it. I can see it. But I want to know, why did he feel comfortable enough to put a string on you to manipulate all of your moves? Why does he feel like he has a right into your dwelling? What open door or portal is so open that the enemy feels like he can download himself into your house? Invisible form. Oh my God, help me, Jesus. Why is he so bold? That's why we got to check what's on our shelves. I was coming out of a foreign country and I bought this thing while I was there, and I was about to go on the plane and a man walked up to me. I believe it was an angel of the Lord. He said, don't take that out of this country. I said, what do you mean? I like it. He said, it was crafted in a demonic realm. You will be bringing it into your home and it will follow you there because this is his item. I said, look at the wisdom of that. So I turned it around and set it on the shelf. It cost me money. I set it on the shelf and rejected it. I'm not bringing it to my house. I wasn't wise enough to discern. But God sent an angel to tell me, don't take that out of this space into your house, because it was crafted in the realm of the demonic. And many of us, we got stuff in our house. We wonder why we can't sleep. But if you start cleaning house, cleaning out your closet, get rid of stuff that don't matter anymore. It matters to the enemy because he crafted it and he feels like he has a right into your soul. But touch your neighbor and say, I've been bought with a price. That's right. The devil has no rights over me. Glory to God. I'm adopted. When fear comes in, it distorts your perception. As I shared with the church this morning, I love Pastor had mirrors on the stage here at the women's conference and images. Or you can look in the mirror and you can see your image. But if I crack that mirror, it doesn't matter how you look on in reality. When you look at yourself in the mirror, you're going to see a distortion. Many of us, our image has been cracked. We're overcompensating too. See, let me tell you something about fear. See, if anybody rejected you, it's going to affect you, especially when you were younger. It will affect you now if you feel rejected, like you got to defend yourself, even though that's the criteria that Jesus established. If you go preaching the gospel and they reject you, he says, shake the dust off, because they're really not rejecting you. They're rejecting me. And this is one of the criteria. The Lord gave me revelation to say, if you've ever felt rejected by your sisters, by your brothers, by your parents, God is qualifying you to be a part of his spiritual house. It's the acid test to be a part of his building block. Everybody that's a true follower of Jesus must go through rejection. If everybody receives you, you may not be following Jesus. He came to his own, and his own received him not. If you're trying to be a Christian and you want everybody to love you, if you're a Christian nationalist and you want all of the nationalists to love you, I'm supposed to preach in such a way that it bothers people who love me. I'm supposed to preach in such a way where those of you that love me and say, he's a good pastor, when I come from the text and it goes against the grain, say, whoa, oh my God, that's what you're supposed to say in church. That hurt. But if you said, man, everything he says is okay and I'm good, I may not be a good bishop. Oh my God. If your child say, mama loves everything I do, even when I make F's, she never said nothing. She just loved me. Something wrong. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. That's why we got to be renewed. See, we got to a point now where we don't want to offend anybody. And I'm not saying we should intentionally offend. What I'm saying, if a person's close to you, they're supposed to step on a toe every once in a while. Man, I went up and got prayer one time, and I was wondering why people were falling out in the spirit. When that leader came up to me in the breath, oh, God, I just fell out. Because I said within myself, I ain't falling out. Until I stood there. Oh my God. Why in the world would that man be praying for people and friends not tell him? That girl want to hit the keys on that one, don't you? You know it. Touch your neighbor and say, if you're working in ministry, carry peppermint. Keep it in your purse. Stop being spiritual. They ain't falling out because you got an anointing. Oh, my God. Carry some peppermint. Spearmint. When I come out of my office, my adjutant looks at me to see if I'm connected. If he sees something in my face, he'll say, wait a minute, Bishop. And he picks it out of my face because I miss it too. Sometimes I'm so zeroed in on what I need to do that I don't see myself. I need somebody to help me. My staff is there. Lean on me when you're not strong. See, I need a staff to lean on. My staff. I should be able to what? To lean on. That means you should be able to carry my weight. Actually, I'm not supposed to carry my staff. All of y'all? How long will I be able to last? My staff is around me for me to what? Lean on. So why are you hurt by me when you can't lean on me? You're really there for me to lean on. If I call Sabrina to get something done, I'm leaning on her to get it done. What do you mean? I was in a fog. What do you, I forgot. I need to be able to lean on that. That's how it works. And if I miss it, I got a staff to help me. Because I'm quintessential. Strike a shepherd, and all these people will scatter. If you don't understand that, and you think we're all the same, then you don't know Scripture. We're all the same in terms of value to God, but we're quintessential to the mission. Those generals that came to Quantico, when you pull them from their jobs so you can have a moment to pounce and talk, we got a major problem because they're quintessential. It's one of the things the enemy does when he's taking out a unit is to hit the leaders. You got them all in one house. You got them all in one house. All we got to do is just ignite that one house and all of the leadership is gone. You want to talk about chaos? Please, President Trump. Please. Stop going after what you feel and deal with principles. You got the power, but let the generals do their job. And I believe they shouldn't be walking around with beards and big bellies, but there's a way to deal with that. I believe in your policies, but we need to watch how we move. Don't pull them out of their jobs. They're quintessential. Thank you. They have a staff that you can talk to. Oh, my God. Or you can go to them and pull them in a region, but not all go to Quantico. Thank you, Lord. And if you don't understand it in church, you won't understand where it is or what it's like to be me. Let me lean on you. It will be easier for you because my weight on all of you is minuscule. But if I had to carry all of you, how long will I last? Getting mad because I didn't call you. Oh, my God. Come on, I need some help. Thank you, Jesus. The devil tried to make me be afraid. You're not coming back. You're not coming back because you were offended. I'm over that now, though. Listen, I'm over that now. See, I heard the song. I love you. I love you. But I can't handle you no more. So let's just kiss and say goodbye. I don't run men down. Men, I don't run men down. Usually if a man doesn't like you, he backs away. So that's how I see it. When a man backs away, he don't like me. I was in a place getting my car worked on, and a former member of our church was there. I went to shake. He said, I'm not shaking your hand. Now, if you haven't had anybody to do that to you, right? You know what? I kept my poise. I said, you have a right to do that. And I walked on, kept my dignity. It pinched too. But he didn't see it. I'm not going to let you do that to me. He has a right not to. I also have the right not to shake a hand. But I'm greater than that. Come on, God has developed me to be bigger than that. That's not going to stop me from being who I am. So when you judge me, you're looking at me. I want you to follow me as I follow Christ, which means somebody can walk up to you and ignore you and you still love them. If you're walking with me, he wants to impart that to you. Just like Jesus, he came to his own, but his own wouldn't receive him. He didn't allow fear to dictate anything in his life. Write it down. I believe God wants us to reframe your perspective on fear. Reframe your perspective on fear. What I'm going to say may be controversial, but I believe the Lord is leading me to go down this path so you can overcome it. Because all of us must deal with anxiety to some degree or another. Amen. I don't have much anxiety anymore when I stand up to preach, but I like a little bit of it because it keeps me humble. I think when you are able to stand before people and you feel nothing, I think something is wrong with that. Every time I stand before you, I go through a moment. Lord, give me the word. Speak through me. Don't allow me to become arrogant. I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee. That's what I do. My internals go through that. Because I realize you're giving me a moment to speak, and the Holy Ghost set this up so we can be filled and refueled for his purpose. So let's reframe our perspective on fear. Write it down. We need to acknowledge and understand fear. We're not just kicking it out. But acknowledge that you have it and seek to understand it. And I believe we can reframe our perspective on it, since it's never going to be gone forever. Can you manage it well? Talking about your fears in the presence of courage. Talking about your fears in the presence of courage weakens the fear factor. Let me say it again. Talking about your fears in the presence of courage weakens the fear factor. In other words, fear will not have its strength like it used to if you can talk about it in the presence of courage. So if you get around people who are courageous, it's good to speak about fear. You're not looking weak now. You just speak about it. Then the fear factor is lessened. It can't handle courage. Fear can't. Courage is always stronger than fear. What fear does is want you to hide it and act like you're courageous, when inside of you, you're really weakened because of fear. Self-preservation, walls. I must protect me. But if you can speak about it in the presence of courage, you weaken the fear factor. Understanding what you feel like when you're afraid can be the first step of overcoming it. I can tell when anxiety starts to come on. I know this message is on today. Because when I came in today, things just didn't work right. It was hard for me to go to sleep in the last 2 days, and so I'm on fumes. It's hard for me to go to sleep. So I understand now when I'm disturbed like that, there's something in the body that's going on. Because I'm his slave. And at times he will allow me to sense things that's going on in the body. And what surfaced is anxiety. But it's at an alarming rate and it's increasing. That's why I know I'm supposed to speak to it. Because my atmosphere has been disturbed. I come in this morning. Things aren't right. Something's going on with my computer. They let me know that the TriCaster is out. Whoa. The Lord just started letting me, I need to get quiet. So I instructed those who are helping me, I know you're in your zone, but right now I need you to be quiet. It's not like, hey, what's going on? What's going on with you? And what's happening over there? Hey, what's happened last night? I don't need that right now. You know why? Because I'm trying to dial in. Now, if you're on the outskirts, you say he's mean, but you don't know the spiritual aspect. I got to deal with this large thing called anxiety. It got us twisted, got us in knots. And the enemy is trying to mess up our heart condition. And I see it. Somebody suffering from a heart condition, the heart muscle will rebound if you can get your blood pressure down. Let me say it again. The heart muscle will rebound if we can get your blood pressure to go down. But the blood pressure is rising because of anxiety. And it's not in old people. This is in young minds. The Bible prophesies of a day where young men's hearts will fail. God has given me a remedy for your young heart. You got too many bottlenecks and you're not dependent on the Lord. And you are worried about too many things. But fear not, for I am with you, the Lord says. Hallelujah. God is my refuge and my strength, my very present help in the time of trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Though everything around me is crumbling and shaking, the mountains are carried into the midst of the sea, and waters roar and they're troubled, and mountains shake. Things that seem to be solid are shaken, glory to God. In the midst of this chaos, there is a stream that's flowing. Ooh, and the stream is making glad the city of God in the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. For God is in the midst of her. And she will not be moved. And I come against every enemy of her in the name of Jesus that didn't want her to prosper. And I decree and declare that your perspective on fear has changed. Stand in the midst of courage and speak to it. And watch it lose its grip on you. And the fear factor has to lessen. Touch your neighbor and say, you're going to make more money when we kick fear out. Glory to God. You're going to make more money when you kick fear out. Touch your neighbor and say, ching, ching. Change is coming. Ching, ching. Change is coming. Ching, ching. Change. Write it down. Use fear. Fear been using you. Use fear as feedback. Fear's been using you, got you all locked up. Can't move because you have no courage. But use fear. Use it as feedback. For Gideon, God allowed him to go down into the enemy's camp and hear what his enemies are saying. The enemy is actually saying, man, God's going to use Gideon to destroy us. You crying about how many they are, but God has already delivered them into your hands. Let fear give you feedback. That's why you got to step out of you. Hallelujah. Sometimes you got to get out of your safe place and walk down the hill. You don't have to walk in those nice high heels now. You got to put on some slippers. And you want to go down to the enemy's camp while you stepping. While you stepping. You got to learn how to take off the high heels and put on some slippers. I don't even want you to know I'm here. I'm stealth tonight. So I can hear what the enemy is saying about me. Everything and all of it is about fine. How fine you are. Fine, 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 fine. Ooh. Mary J. Blige, fine, 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 ooh. Everything is about how fine. Sometimes you got to take off fine and put on slippers. God wants you to hear what your enemy, fear shouldn't be able to detect when you're listening. If fear knew you were there, it wouldn't speak. So you got to let fear do its thing, but you need to become stealth. Get quiet. Don't let everybody know when you're coming into a room. Click, 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 click. You got to put on some slippers. Chill. Use fear's feedback. This is what he's giving me, okay? So I'm not trying to eliminate it totally, but I want to talk to it for a moment. Instead of getting rid of it, I can use it for some information. Tell me, why did you choose me? Am I a threat? Am I really a threat to the enemy's program? Did God raise me up and allow me to go through this because if I can ever blossom here, I may be a lifesaver or a life changer? Fear got me only seeing myself in a box, but let's interview fear. Why did you choose me? Give me some feedback. I need some information from you, some understanding. Why am I challenged to this degree when it comes to you? You're not even in physical form. It's just emotions. So why are you such a giant in my life? Why do I see you bigger than God? Why have you been magnified in my path? Is there something on the other side of you? Is it something you're trying to block my path from? You're trying to let me believe that what I went through is so devastating that I can never accomplish what you have for me?
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Anxiety Alters Mental Perception, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
October is Pastor Appreciation Month. Join us as we celebrate a shepherd who leads tirelessly and makes a lasting impact on our church and community. Show your love and appreciation for Bishop by giving through our website, truthrevealed.org, the Truth Revealed mobile app, or Cash App at Truth Revealed 2. Checks can be made payable to Truth Revealed. Please indicate Pastor Appreciation on the memo line. Men, save the date. Get ready for Sixth Man 2.0 Reloaded, the 2026 Men's Advance Reloaded, happening Friday and Saturday, January 9th and 10th. Mark your calendars, set a reminder, and we'll see you at Truth Revealed for this powerful experience. New members classes are still in session. Email connect@truthrevealed.org to get started.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Hi friends, Paul Esposito here from 91.5 FM WMIE and WWBC Radio. We are pleased to announce that our brand new apps have been released and are now available in the App Store for you to download. So search for WMIE as well as WWBC, and you can hear the awesome programming on these stations 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There also is a lot of programs available on demand. Some of the local programming here you now can hear on demand from your phone or tablet. So I encourage you, download these apps, WMIE and WWBC.